This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, despite a wetter year in parts of the region, the runoff in the Missouri River Basin remains below average. Years of drought have left a lasting impact, and the system has yet to recover fully. Iowa depends on the Missouri River to the west and the Mississippi to the east to move grain to the Gulf of Mexico. Much of the flow is regulated by dams upstream in Sioux City. We're going to find out how things are looking that way next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is forecasting runoff of the Missouri River upstream of Sioux City to reach 19.1 million acre-feet this year, which is about 74% of the long-term average. Mike Swenson, who leads the Missouri River Power Production Team, says reservoir levels remain low enough to handle the expected inflows. He notes that the dam system has ample capacity to store water at this point in the season.
System storage is currently at 51.9 million acre-feet. 4.2 million acre-feet below the base of the annual flood control zone. System storage peaked on June 29th at 52.1 million acre-feet.
Swenson notes that of the three biggest reservoirs on the system, Fort Peck, Garrison, and Oahe, that Peck and Oahe are sitting well below flood control levels. Peck is more than 7 feet below threshold, and Oahe is more than 8 feet below.
Fort Peck, Garrison, and Oahe are currently 7.4, 2.6, and 8.5 feet below the base of their respective flood control zones. Fort Peck Reservoir peaked in earlier in June and has generally been declining since that time. Releases are currently at 9,000 CFS and will remain at that rate through September. Garrison Reservoir is near peak elevation for the year. Due to the lower runoff forecast, Garrison summer releases were reduced from 23,000 CFS to 21,500 CFS on July 7th. Releases will remain at that rate through mid-September. Oahe Reservoir is currently near elevation 1599 and is expected to fluctuate near its current elevation in July. Peak releases are expected to average about 29,000 CFS this summer.
Swenson adds that the Corps will be spending the coming months carefully managing releases to balance the water levels across the reservoirs. They want to bring them in better alignment for next year's runoff season.
The amount of snowpack that comes into Fort Peck and Garrison, so generally those two reservoirs during the spring and early summer pick up most of the runoff, and I guess Garrison picked up more this year than, you know, relative to Fort Peck. In terms of, you know, the reservoirs, we will, over the next several months, sort of rebalance storage in the reservoirs to, you know, meet the authorized purposes. We try to, you know, provide some benefits in terms of recreation and hydropower and those kind of things. But by the time we get to early next year, you know, before next year's runoff season, we'll try to get those reservoirs balanced so that they're closer in terms of percentage of their multipurpose pools filled.
The runoff forecast is shaped by a mix of factors including soil moisture levels, remaining mountain snowpack, and long-range outlooks for precipitation and temperature. While the system is still recovering from years of drought, Corps officials say they're closely monitoring conditions and adjusting as needed. With no immediate flood risk, the focus remains on carefully managing the reservoirs to be ready for whatever next year brings. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.